Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast. Today, we are taking another deep dive into the life sciences world and are so delighted to focus on a startup company that is doing some revolutionary work in the field of type 2 diabetes. This company is called Stepgen, which is located in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and it has a very clear mission to prevent type 2 diabetes and seeing a world without diabetes at all. According to the International Diabetes Federation, there are over 500 million people with type 2 diabetes throughout the world. As an early-stage biotech company, Stepgen is pioneering technology for the preventative care of type 2 diabetes. Stepgen developed a patented test called the STAP test. STAP test measures the gut enzyme called intestinal alkaline, IAP. By measuring the IAP level in the stool, they will be able to predict the risk of developing type 2 diabetes well in advance and prior to onset. Joining me today is Stepgen founder and chief scientist, Dr. Madhu Melo, BBS, PhD. Dr. Melo was an assistant professor at the Harvard Medical School and did his postdoctoral work at MIT. He received his PhD from Sydney University and his medical degree from Dhaka Medical College. He recognized that IAPD increases the risk of type 2 diabetes 14 more times than normal levels of IAP in the gut. His discovery was first published in January of 2022 in the British Medical Journal and with the American Diabetes Association. Dr. Melo believes that his discovery will change the worldwide conversation on how we take care of type 2 diabetes. Currently, he is also a visiting professor at Birdham in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and is an advisor to the Diabetic Association of Bangladesh. Also joining us today is Dr. Biplab Melo, DMD. Dr. Melo graduated from the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine and was the first dentist of the Bangladeshi nationality to graduate from the UPenn School of Dental Medicine. He has been an owner of a successful dental practice for over a decade, and he is the brother of Dr. Madhu Melo. First of all, I would like to welcome both of you to our Discover Mansfield podcast.
Thank you. We're glad to join.
Thank you for being here. And I would like to start by asking Dr. Madhu Melo, when did you first take an interest in the study of type 2 diabetes?
Diabetes is pretty worldwide pandemic. And as a physician, I always had some interest in diabetes. But I went to diabetic research in 2014, human research. And before that, I was working on metabolic syndrome in mouse model. And that was in Harvard. So practically, when I left Harvard in 2013, I thought that yes, I should see what the effect of this enzyme as you are introducing, this intestinal alkaline phosphatase. So what we found, that intestinal alkaline phosphatase is produced by our gut, and its function is to destroy the toxin. You remember, we have got about 100 trillion bacteria in our gut. They produce toxin. And function of this intestinal alkaline phosphatase, IAP, is to destroy that toxin. And that is our natural defense. Now consider what happens if IAP level goes down. So toxin accumulates, and toxin ultimately goes into circulation, blood. And it causes inflammation because it's a poison. The body reacts and causes inflammation. And that inflammation leads to destruction of pancreatic beta cell, and that leads to type 1 diabetes. And the inflammation causes insulin function. If it affects insulin function, then it causes type 2 diabetes. And this is the pathogenesis process, and we published it in 2020.
Very interesting. So you did this research and made this revolutionary discovery. When did you decide to create your company?
But that is in 2015, I did start a small company, and it was Atoxin Biotech. And I applied to the FDA for the test to be approved. And FDA told that we need to submit extra data. And because of that research was going to be for about 5 more years, so I dissolved that company and started the research. And that research ended in 2020, and we published the data in 2022. Then my brother Biplav was interested in this project, and so I handed over it to him. So now he has the patent. I applied to the patent, and I got the patent, and the patent on the step test, and now it belongs to Biplav, and licensed to Biplav, and he is the owner of the patent, you can say that.
Thank you, doctor. Now I'd like to ask a question of Dr. Biplav Mallo. Welcome, doctor. And when did you join the company, and what led you to the Mansfield Bio Incubator as a place where you could start this new business?
Debra, thanks for inviting me, and we're very happy to join you today. Once my brother, Dr. MS Mallo, published his final paper in the British Medical Journal and as well as American Diabetes Association online, we decided that we'll start a new company in 2022 as named as TabGen LLC. So, since February of 2022, we started that company with the step test.
Thank you so much. And from a business perspective, where are you now, Dr. Biplav Mallo, in the life cycle of StepGen?
Well, as you could see, we're an early stage biotech, medtech company with a couple of products. One is test and one is for supplement. In the test, it is available and it is completed. Only thing we're waiting for the FDA approval. On the other hand, the supplement, we are working on the safety and efficacy so that we can go to the market as a supplement.
And where is StepGen right now with respect to getting its test and its products to market? Can we talk a little bit about when you expect to receive your approvals to market them here in the United States?
Sure. Right now, we joined about a year ago in Mansfield Bio Incubator. We optimized our test, and we're communicating with FDA regarding the test, how to market it. Hopefully, within a year, we'll have that FDA approval. But it all depends on FDA's requirements, whether we'll be able to meet it or not. On the other hand, we have the supplements, which we are working on for safety and efficacy. If we have the funding, we should be able to go by the end of this year to the market.
Wonderful. And do the supplements have or will they need approvals as well before they can go to market, or can they go to market without the preliminary approvals?
For supplements, since we're not going through as a medicine, We do have to consult with marketing advisors, see if we can go to it directly without being any kind of FDA approval. But as we know, for every food supplement, it has some requirements, and we'll try to meet that requirements by the end of this year.
Wonderful. And now I'd like to shift my question to Dr. Madhav Mallo. Dr. Mallo, have you started communicating with the medical community yet?
Most of my friends who are from the medical school, they know it. And so many other doctors, physicians, they also know it. And if the tests are available, yeah, it can be easily even prescribed by the PCPs and the other physicians. Yes, it is well known. I also presented a seminar on diabetes. And so this is even as online, anybody can find it out. Do the test, prevent the diabetes. So it is available and it is even circulating. Many people and doctors know it.
And so how many people have taken the STAP test?
Well, during the research, we did about 700 participants. Yes, 700 are a bit more than that, yeah. And each time, each participant had multiple times had taken this test. So, yeah, you can say about, if you combine all those things, it will be about a couple of thousand.
Wow. So a couple of thousand altogether with everything. So that's very interesting. And through the research, because it's very promising to have something like this, especially with so many people who have type 2 diabetes, not just in the United States, but all over the world. I'd like to go back to Dr. Bitlab Mallo. Dr. Mallo, can you please tell us if someone wanted to take the STAP test, how would they do that?
That is the thing we are working on right now. Right now, we have the capacity only probably about 10 step tests probably per day because we are working in the incubator. However, in order to provide a commercially viable area, we have to have a test center in the future. So that is we are working on. Now, as far as the test concerned, we'll be selling it to the hospital system, healthcare provider who has the facility for the test, such as PCP, primary care physician, and also to the community health centers who provide the preventive care. So those are the few places people should access to STAP test once we go commercial.
Thank you. That's great. And you know, you mentioned supplements in previously. And what I'm curious about is if you could share with our listeners a little bit more about these. How do they work? Where can people find them? So while they're waiting to see what happens with your FDA approval on the test, what can they do to get the supplements? How would they be able to get them?
In the study, Dr. Madhav Mallo and his team found that if IP level is very low, the incidence of type 2 diabetes increases dramatically at about 14-fold. On the other hand, people who has the high level of IP, they do not get type 2 diabetes. And in between, let's say people who had at the beginning very low IAP, but whatever the reason, they increased the IAP level at the end of the study, and they did not develop type 2 diabetes, which is highly promising. That means that for some way, if you can have IAP level high in the stool, you can prevent type 2 diabetes. That's why we're working on IAP supplement. And right at this point, we developed a method so that we can commercially produce it to a high level to distribute, hopefully, throughout the world when we have enough funding. So at this point, we're working on in a small scale to evaluate the safety and efficacy of what we're producing. So that is where we are. Now, once we have enough funding, we will scale it up and people will have the access to a website or other commercial partners will be working on or with. So just keep an update. I also post this regularly on LinkedIn and in our website, like www.sabgen.com.
Thank you very much. It's so interesting, and it's just so amazing that that you've formed this company, that there is so much hope. I remember attending an event many years ago, it was before the pandemic, with Dr. Francis Collins. He came out and he said that they expected that there would be some kind of a cure for type 2 diabetes within the next, I think he said, 5 to 10 years. And I think it's amazing that your organization has done this research and has really found root causes and has really investigated this through your research. So it's quite amazing. And my final question is really, you know, what is the next step for your business? You mentioned that you really need to get more funding in order to bring the business to the next level with respect to, you know, building awareness and getting your approvals and everything else. But what else? What else is on the horizon for your company, for Stapgen?
That's a very, very important question. Our immediate step would be to find a place for providing the services for Stapgen. So that would be our next step. At the same time, we will also need a place to produce the IAP supplement so that we can provide the supply to the market. So those two things. At this point, I want to go as a small scale, but we want to penetrate the market. So that is where we are now. First, a center for step test. Second, a facility for manufacturing the IAP lab.
Okay, so it's really finding a center that's going to be able to provide services for the step test. So you want to make sure you have a place to do that, and then a manufacturing facility to create the supplements.
That's correct, yeah. So that would be our immediate goal.
Yes, and are you able to do them where you are? Or you would not be able to do them with you where you are because there's not enough space.
We do like very small amount, but not commercially available, like for our research purpose at this point, but commercially not at this center yet. If we have to do it, then we have to have a like different space in the same place, could be, but a different closed door space for that.
That makes perfect sense. Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. I mean, you've really taken this on a journey from the discovery, which is quite revolutionary, to the research that you've done to ensure your discovery is on par, and then also to the test development, which is amazing, to the development of the supplements and really growing your business, trying to get the business to a level where it can become an entity that can do what it needs to do based on everything that you're trying to accomplish your mission, which is to eradicate type 2 diabetes worldwide. It's very, very incredible. We thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us. I think, you know, as your company grows and as you have more updates, it would be cool to have you back and to hear more about your growth. But we thank you both so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedules to join us on today's Discover Mansfield podcast.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity you guys gave us to tell our story to the audience in Massachusetts and throughout the world. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we wish you the very best of luck as you continue to navigate through this exciting journey.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.